Hello, members. Welcome to our newest episode of Greystone Unscripted. And before we dig into our awesome guests and get into the podcast, I'd love to share a couple of things with you. First, our parking lot project at Legacy is finally complete. You can go over there and see that or look at this incredible footage that Allie took. But everything's complete. Done next week is the new sidewalk we put in. We'll have landscape lighting. That will be done next week. So we'll finally put a bow on that project, and we're excited to start living with that new experience over there. All the yellow lined parking spots in the back are for the employees. Obviously, you can park there if you need to or want to, but we tried to put them further away from the clubhouse so you have a closer parking spot. So thanks for your patience during that project. I think it turned out great, and we've added 34 spots and eight golf cart parking spots. The other thing I want to share with you is if you're on the golf course and you see the Igloo cooler stands and trash cans, they're definitely at the end of their useful life. We've finally been able to upgrade those. So each bathroom on both golf courses will have a water station with a water and ice machine. We just ordered those. We'll also still have four Igloo coolers on each golf course. So those that are walking or if you need some water in between. So we've gone and upgraded that. You'll see these photos here. Hopefully you'll really like the new look. It's going to match our podiums and trash cans that we've recently upgraded. So now everything will have a uniform look. Also part of this purchase will be the sand bottles for the divot mix that are on the golf course. You'll see this rendering as well, and we've upgraded those. And lastly, we do not have today, but we're adding on all the white tees on the par threes, a divot mix box and broken tee refuse so that you can put your broken tees in there and you can fill the divots on the par threes. So we're really excited to have this capital money available to do this and do it right and have everything match around the club. So I hope you appreciate that that's happening and looking forward to it coming in. Should be third week of October. They tell me that it'll ship. And we'll get everything set up for you right after that as soon as it arrives. So we're excited to have you with us today. We have an incredible group of guests as our fitness team. So we have Dalton, our director of fitness, Jordan, our assistant director of fitness, Becky, our personal trainer. She's also jack of all trades, helps us in other areas of the club whenever asked. We haven't had a tapper on the shoulder lately, so she can focus on making you all healthy. So we're excited to have you guys with us today, have the members get a chance to get to know you a little bit more, and hopefully this will help some of them find their way to the fitness center that don't know where it is, and we'll get them down there to visit you. So
that's the goal.
Whoever wants to kick it off first, give us a little bit about your background so they can get to know you a little bit.
I'm Dalton, I'm the fitness director. I've been here for, I guess, about 8 years. My background is actually in massage therapy. That's what I originally went to school for, was massage therapy and business. And then ended up in personal training. Did an internship for about a year. Had a couple of businesses that I was working in massage before the previous fitness director recruited me here. And I've been here ever since. I've loved it. It's like my second home. So like I said, I've been here for about 8 years. I'm certified in personal training, fitness nutrition, strength and conditioning, TPI, golf fitness. Just about anything you can think of. I've just been in it for a while, so between all the CEUs, it's just kind of added up, I guess. And I'm certified through ISSA. So.
All right, I'm Jordan Dudley. I'm the assistant director of fitness here. Dalton actually hired me, so which is awesome because we have a great bond. I feel like we do a very good job down there. I graduated from the University of Alabama. My degree is in psychology. I got multiple CEUs as well. I have sports performance, corrective exercise, fitness nutrition, TPI, you name it. I feel like we're a very educated team here, and I feel like we do a good job of letting our clientele and membership know that we could serve any need.
I'm Becky. I'm a personal trainer and fitness instructor here. Started out as a contract employee, just subbing for classes. My background is actually in education. I taught school a long time ago. So it kind of works in with what I'm doing because I'm still teaching and training. So started teaching classes 5 years ago, started here 2.5 years ago, I think, and then been training for about 2 years now. And I don't remember all my certifications. when you start adding those CEUs in there, they kind of get lost in the shuffle there. So, but yeah, we are a great team. We work really well together. So it's been great. I love being here.
Awesome. Thank you. So kind of the way I always view the fitness operation is we have the folks that come in, do their own thing. We have people that personal train, and we have the classes, and then we have other services. Yep. If we can kind of break them down, and one of you could share with the members about our classes. You know, how many classes in that program do we offer? Cost, things like that.
So we actually have a ton of classes. I think we have 26 classes, I think. We actually have them here listed on a really cool group schedule that you grab. We have it in multiple forms. You'll also find it online if you never, come into gym. You can actually start looking online and get interested. We have classes for everybody, actually. Tennis, golf. They're not specific to those sports, but we'll allow those people who have those sports come in and get utilized for those sports. We let you try out any class if you're new, any class that you want. You'll get one free trial per class. If you want to drop in, it'll be $15. If you want to sign up and do a family package, it'll be $59. And if you want to do individual, it'll be $39 a month. We have great instructors. We have yoga instructors, HIIT instructors, strength instructors. Myself and Becky also teach classes. We have seasonal classes that Becky also teaches, mm-hmm. which is water aerobics, and currently tennis. She teaches TRX. As well, TRX. Sometimes in the summertime, we'll do team classes or small group. We also do specialty events that we'll have as well surrounding classes sometimes, which is very good to kind of generate people to get into the gym.
Awesome.
Yep.
If the members paying the $39 a month or the $59 or they're doing drop-in, do they need to make reservations for classes?
No. So once they sign up, they come in, they'll sign in from the check-in, and you'll put your member number in, and you'll just enjoy the class.
Awesome.
Yep.
That sounds good. If we kick off the next section, kind of as I broke it down, how about services, things like massage?
So we've actually started kind of contracting out the majority of our services other than personal training. That's always been in-house and will, I guess, always stay in-house as far as I'm concerned. That's kind of the core of our whole department. So obviously personal training. We have packages that you can do 10, 15, or 20. We also have just solo sessions, just if you want to try out a session. And then that's a standalone session for $55 per session. Sessions are usually 40 to 45 minutes. Then we have partner sessions. So you can recruit a friend. You can do a husband-wife. And it's $30 per person. So a lot of options as far as personal training goes. And if none of those work and we can't work out a schedule with you as far as personal training goes, we do a program design. So we'll get with you and it's a lot easier on scheduling, so because we schedule one session or two sessions to go over the program. It's a 6-week program design. It's kind of typically how I do it is I do a rinse repeat. So I design the program, we go over it, make any necessary changes for, maybe some movements that aren't really conducive to an old knee injury or whatever the case is. And then we finalize, I send you the final product and you can start your program. It's as simple as that. And then we have dynamic mobility, so that's just basically stretching sessions. And then my massage background, I do some trigger point work if need be. Sometimes it's just stretching, but I do utilize that when people need it. So we have those as far as just always has been here in-house. And then we contract with Birmingham Wellness Massage for our massage services. You can book those on the app, on the website, or you can call us. Where you can walk in a lot of times and we can schedule you there on site. Then we contract with Pro Level Physio for our physical therapy services. That's Mason McConnelly. And so he's very specialized on the golf end, but he even did a speaking session on common tennis injuries. So he's very well adept and super smart guy, very intelligent, very up to date on research. He stays very up to date. So he's great. That's another great service that we've had that, again, it's one of those you contact us, you can go on the app and send requests in, and we can get you scheduled or get you in touch with Mason. And then, of course, group fitness that that Jordan talked about.
And nutrition.
Yeah. And finally, nutrition. So we do have a dietitian. She's also one of our group instructors, Shayna Crump. And that, I think that covers everything. So a lot of things. Yeah. A lot of things.
Now, on the can they take insurance for the...
Great question.
For the physical therapy?
He doesn't accept insurance, but he will write a... I guess a recommendation to your insurance company for reimbursement.
Right.
So he can do that. So a lot of people have been able to do reimbursements, but he doesn't take it up front. He writes, you know, prescription, exercise prescription or whatever it is, recommendation letter to insurance.
Right.
I'm not super sure on how all the ins and outs of that work. Not my.
But people have had success with it, so.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all that matters.
Absolutely.
They can actually get that chance to get reimbursed.
Yes,
and
100%.
And get that physical therapy done at their own club. That's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Very convenient. Very convenient.
Well, kind of dovetailing into that, talking about personal training, if each of you could take us through your philosophy on how you have your clients, you know, how you train them.
Sure.
You can, obviously, you probably all similar but different because you all have different personalities.
Absolutely.
Maybe things that you believe in a little bit more than others.
As far as my philosophy, it's as simple as the term progressive overload, which simply means it's not just adding more weight or just adding more reps or it's any of those things. So you, whether it's increasing reps, increasing sets, increasing weight, increasing range of motion even on an exercise to a range of motion that you weren't currently doing, can increase the intensity and volume of the workout. And that's kind of the progression model that I use. And it's really as simple as that. As far as, you know, working with people, it's very individualized. It really depends on the personality. We do an eval and basically a goal setting session, right? And so then I kind of fill them out, they get a feel for me, and we go from there. You know, I kind of get an idea. You get used to reading people, and so, you know, you get an idea for how to train that person. Are they competitive? Do I need to implement something, some coaching style that engages their competitiveness? Are they passive? You know, are they in it for the accountability? You got to consider all those things. And so I take notes throughout the basically interview, evaluation and interview. So we look at their movements, we have conversation, we set goals, and that's kind of how we program and go about it.
Awesome.
I'll pass it on to you.
Perfect. So I would say I've been training for about 10 years now. And so I would say my philosophy would be no one size fit all, actually. Everybody's welcome. Specifically here, we have very welcoming team members. Mm-hmm. So specifically for me, I feel like whatever it is you come to me, I will find a way to make it happen for you. I feel like we do a great job at, if I can't myself, then Dalton can, or
sure,
Becky can. If I can't, then Mason can. We have great team members. I always refer out if it's something that is out of my scope of practice. So you always look in good hands when you train on me or anybody on the team.
Yeah.
And I just feel like everything's personalized and we take a great deal in making sure that that workout or that exercise fits you at that time. So.
Yeah, just to piggyback off of what Jordan said, a lot, because we do work so well as a team.
Yes.
We've all talked about it before, when you may have just one of us individually that you're training with, but you really get all of us, because we're constantly bouncing things off of one another and we're talking to each other. So it's like, you know, it's like getting bonus trainers. But it is,
absolutely,
it's about progressing and figuring out where people are, where they, you know, what those goals are. Are they really driven, like Jordan, like Dalton was talking about? Are they that competitive driven? You know, we've got some that are, like I've got a couple clients that they're like, push me until like I fall down or throw up, one of the two. And then I've got others that are like, I'm only here because I have an appointment with you. And so,
absolutely.
And my appointment holds me accountable.
And that's what it is for a lot of our clients. And, you know, and yeah, it's good that we can be that, but we can also push them and not only help them meet their goals, but also help them make those connections with, you know, it being a lifestyle of, you know, what do you want to do? Do you still want to be able to get on the floor and then get back up after you've played with your grandchildren?
Right.
Those lifestyle things to continue to do the things that we love and we enjoy. And so we're really a great team in that place because
always,
we do feed off of each other and help and, you know, constantly asking questions of, hey, you know, this is what I've got with this client. Like, this is what I've tried. It's not working. What do you suggest? And so we're really good about giving feedback to one another on that. And that's really great. That's a huge benefit. And I think in some ways we're kind of a unicorn team because that's not normal in the industry.
Right. You go commercial, Jim, and it's completely different. It's kind of cutthroat. It's every man for himself, everyone for herself. And they're more competing with each other for numbers than it is, okay, she gets a football player. We don't have room on our schedule. But she does, and so we plug him with her, and we sit and we go, hey, you know, this is what you're looking at. This is what you're working on. If he wants to work on this, you know, these are the exercises, that sort of thing. So,
well, that's what makes it special for the members of a club.
Absolutely.
Yes.
For sure.
They know you all.
Yes.
And even if they're not working with you, they still can ask you stuff, or you guys 100%. Can coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all three of you are in great shape. So members are probably wondering what you all do for your own personal routines.
Okay.
We don't need to get down to like every exercise you do.
We keep it pretty general. So we do what's called a split in your workouts. So how you split your workouts up, you know, upper body, lower body, push pull legs, chest back, you know, however you want to do it. So for me, currently I'm doing 4 to 5 days a week, and it's an upper body, lower body split. So I do 2 days upper body, 2 days lower body minimum. That's a full lower body workout. I have a heavy day and a volume day. So I do, one day is heavy and I'm doing sets of maybe 5 or 6, you know, 4 to 6 reps, something like that. And it's much significantly heavier. For my lighter day, or I say lighter day, it's not really lighter, it's more like moderate to heavy. It's a volume day, so I'm doing more repetitions and more sets a lot of times. And maybe more exercises. And it's kind of as simple as that. I have a volume day where I'm getting more repetitions in, so working a little more along the lines of what we call hypertrophy and muscle endurance. And then you've got your heavy day where you're working on strength and hypertrophy. So that's just, I'll keep it at that. It's pretty simple.
Cool. So my workout style is typically I'll do 3 days a week, upper, lower, and then a full body. But I actually just had ACL repair surgery. So that had to change, and I think it goes to how knowledgeable we are on adapting to everyday life. Mm-hmm. And with the surgery, I obviously had to change my workout. And so I stick to an upper body, and I use my therapy as my lower body. So that way I'm still getting the activity increase without changing my workout completely and, you know, going home like, well, I got therapy, that's all I need. No, my body's used to constant activation. I don't want to, you know, stray away from that too much to become and regress. And I want to make sure I maintain a certain level of fitness. And we do that for all our clients as well, is that, you know, they come in with certain things, and we want to make sure that they come in as well and realize, like, what you have going on is not a deterrent from to coming into the gym. Mm-hmm. That we can work with you, and we can also work around you. So
100%.
Yeah. Well, and we all in the last 2 years, we were talking about this before, we've all either been recovering from a surgery or an injury of some sort or another, and how we've had to adjust the workouts, just like Jordan was talking about, to make those things work. And I'm kind of a combination of the guys with workouts. And part of that's because I teach seven, I don't know, a lot of classes every week. And so I'm getting that workout, and then I'm doing my own thing. And some days, you know, all I can do are teach my classes and train my clients, and because it's a lot, depending on what classes and what day it is. You know, if Dalton and I are working out together, I can do the really heavy days because I've got somebody that can spot me and keep me from getting crushed with a barbell. So that's always good. But yeah, just continuing to move. I mean, even if it's something small, either because you've had surgery or an injury, or, you know, you didn't sleep well the night before and you're just a little off, just continuing to move and staying active is is huge. And I think that's what a lot of people don't really understand. It doesn't have to be some huge thing where you're lifting crazy heavy weight. You just have to stay moving.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, Dalton educated me early on when we first met about stretch and pressure point therapy. Mm-hmm. And I never really understood it. I mean, I understand stretching, but sure, the importance of it to stretch on my own. And then mm-hmm. I have an old hip injury and I started going to get pressure point therapy and doing more stretching. And wow, what a difference it makes in your workouts mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. your ability to just be mobile. So the fact that we have that here with you and at the club, people need to take advantage of that more. It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
So if I'm a member sitting here watching the podcast and getting a little excited about fitness, what's the best way for a newbie or somebody that hasn't worked out in 10 years, but they used to get acquainted with our fitness center because they're scared to open that door because they've ignored it for 5 years of being a member?
Just come in. We've started doing an orientation once a month where we have a scheduled time where you can come in. One of us, or maybe more than one of us, depending on what schedules allow, will give you a tour of the fitness center, and our studio, kind of show you what we have available equipment-wise, weight-wise, talk to you about our classes that we offer, the training that we offer, if you have questions on how to use the machines. Right. There's almost always one of the three of us there, and we can show you how to get it set up. We also offer the free evaluations where you can come in, sit down like Dalton was talking about, just do a real brief assessment and say, you know, hey, what are you looking for? Are you motivated enough to do this on your own? Or do you need that accountability that you would get from a trainer or even from classes? I know just from teaching classes, our members are such a family here that when somebody's missing, like they're at the beginning of class, they're texting of, you know, hey, where are you? Are you coming this morning?
Yeah.
And so there's that accountability too, but there's also that family and that fellowship and those people that push you and help you. So you can schedule a time to come in and meet with one of us to do the orientation. You can come to the ones that we do once a month, or you can just pop in and see which one of us is available and we can show you everything we got down there.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's such a welcoming environment. Mm-hmm. I love going through there and seeing what you guys are doing, and plus giving tours and people see how awesome it is when they're coming in to be prospective members. So not that you're going to give away all your advice or anything, and at a 20,000 foot level, if somebody's saying, all right, I'm going to come in there, I'm going to work out on my own, what's the best way for me to get started, lose some weight, and get a little more tone? Any high level advice for them? Like more cardio, hit some light weights.
The number one thing is increased activity. Because 9 times out of 10, you could be here. If you go here, you'll see a significant change just from increasing activity. That's my number one, and always will be.
Like she was saying earlier, move more.
Move more.
Moving steps are so underrated. Getting your steps in, walking. I mean, start somewhere.
Agreed.
You can start at that very base level of getting some extra steps in. Start kind of tracking your daily steps and then increase that. Start there. Come talk to one of us. You know, it's you can start as simple as you want to start, or as far in as you want to start. Now, if you're with one of us, we'll limit you. Obviously, some people want to go like all in, and they'll destroy themselves at like a New Year's, for instance. When that rolls around, you get people come in and you see them for like a week or two, and they're ghosts after that because they destroy themselves. They come in there, I watch them, and they're doing way too much.
Rest is good.
2 day delay and they can't even wash their hair.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
You're having trouble doing daily functions because you overdid it. So, that's sometimes for some people, that's the reality of it. It's like, you can't just jump back and just because you did this last year or you used to be able to do this, don't start there. Don't start where you used to be because you're clearly not there, you know.
Well, and the consistency is the key. You know, you can't come for 2 weeks in January and think, okay, well, I got it, and then not come back. Yep. You know, just like Jordan was saying, increase the movement, but keep it consistent, whether it's adding more steps to your day or starting with weight training or whatever it is that you choose, you just have to be consistent.
Yeah. And that goes back to that same principle of my training philosophy, which is progressive overload. Again, you can do it at a base level of steps. Okay, we're doing this about this many per day. Well, let's increase it by 2,000 steps a day. Right. You know, that's progressive overload. You're literally progressively overloading that, you know, your system in a way, as far as activity level. So
it's really good advice. Really, how about programs? Any new ones in the future you'd love to see? Not necessarily putting any time on it. And then maybe the other side of that, programs we've tried that you're bummed that didn't get off the ground. And if the members were listening to this and heard that, they'd all call you and say, please try that again.
Well, we've had some really good feedback, honestly, from the steering committee. Yeah. So, you know, over this year specifically, trying to get a gauge on what they liked, what they didn't. And then, of course, looking back at the past things, I keep records of that stuff. What was successful, how many participants we had in this challenge or this particular seminar, whatever it is, whether it's a speaker or, you know, like we did, the skincare speakers have done really well and they get a really good turnout. So I'm probably going to do another one. Yeah. As simple as that, right? But as far as anything new, we've covered a wide range of things, right? So it's more of a dialing in on what we have, you know, doing massage events to promote that service, to meet the owner of the company we contract with. He'll be there. We've got one coming up, Mimosas and Massage. You get a free mimosa and a 15-minute complimentary massage. You tell the therapist, you know, oh, I got a crick in my neck or something, and they work on it. And the owner will be there. I'll be there. And some of these guys might be there. Georgia will probably be there. She's our front desk supervisor. So honestly, like I said, just keying in on things that we already have and things that we know that have worked. And, you know, we're always trying to find ideas elsewhere. You always give me some good ideas when we have our meetings. So
well, you've tried a lot of things and I'm appreciative. A lot of them don't stick, but hey, the effort's there. The one, I tell you, you know what I'm going to say, bums me out the most that didn't succeed, and you worked so hard at it, as the hiking club.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear.
That was honestly great. A heartbreaker.
It was fun.
I put a lot of effort into planning the hikes and everything. You know, we had a few turnout maybe early on, and then it just kind of...
Just surprised people don't want to come together as a group, have that camaraderie, have somebody leading where they're going. We were going to do cool stuff with packing coolers and having lunch at the end of the hike that we brought up there as a staff.
We had a lot of future plans with that particular hiking club, and it just didn't take off.
So members, let us know if you want to hike.
Try it again.
And we are always open to suggestions, especially from members and especially groups of members. If they want us to do something, we'll make a plan and carry it out. Simple as that.
How about kids? What's the earliest age that I know they should start being active, but actually come in and work with you if they're getting involved in sports?
Oh my gosh. I mean, we've had as young as, what, like 4 or 5 years?
I think the biggest thing is if they can understand instruction. It's the biggest thing. If they could, 4 years old, they can understand what I'm telling them to do, how to do it, and they can react, totally fine. I have 10-year-olds. May not be as well to be instructed, but they still are able to do what's needed. So it's really depend on how well receptive they are to instruction. So
absolutely.
No age limit.
I wouldn't say, even as far as moving weights, there's that old myth of the growth plate stuff and all that. Yeah. And it's kind of like that's already been ruled out. As far as research goes, they've researched, and there's a collection of studies on it, and that's not necessarily true at all. So as early as you want. Now, we're not gonna have them in there maxing out on bench press or something silly.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna have a 5-year-old on the bench press over there maxing out. It's just not gonna happen.
But even if the parents are uncomfortable with them moving weights, the agility of things you can do.
Oh gosh. We'll do body weight. It's simple. Absolutely. Absolutely. Body weight efficiency, there's a lot to be said for body weight efficiency. We all still do body weight exercises.
Yes.
Simple as that. Pull-ups, push-ups, squats, lunges, jumping lunges, box jumps, you know, all the above.
Even though you guys aren't physical therapists, can you share with them the equipment that we have that you can work with people on, either little physical therapy or like people that are going through some dementia or Parkinson's?
I'm glad you brought that up. We do have our reaction device, our reaction trainer, which, again, like I said, when we meet, you always have good ideas and we talk it out and find kind of the best way to implement that. And that was one of yours, to give credit to you on that, you know, we have that reaction trainer that's good for cognitive function from your aging population to your young athletes. It's got numbers and colors and shapes and things like that that you're literally reacting to, and you can do it for lower body, upper body, and it raises and lowers. If you're working on like a hip rehab or something like that, it's great for that as well. And then of course we have Mason on staff, and so he has free use of that if he wants. He does dry needling. He does some trigger point therapy as well if he applies that as well. So anything you, we literally are trying, we try to be a one-stop shop. I mean, we've talked about it. We want to be a lifestyle club. We want you to do everything here with us. We want to have the best of the best here on site. That's what we try to strive for.
That's awesome. You guys are so welcoming, passionate, and great at what you do. So we're blessed to have you here. Any kind of closing words that would entice somebody to come in that doesn't already part of the Fit Fam down there? As we have 2,200 adults plus all their children here, and I mean, I'd have to take a stab that we probably have about 500 or 600 that are regular using our facilities.
It's probably about right.
So there's room. The more we grow, then that demand for a new facility will come.
Yes, yes, this is true.
But what? Any closing words to get the population to grow down there?
I think my thing is, why go anywhere else but here? We have great facilities. We have great instructors. We have great services. I feel like we compete with anybody in the city or state.
If not, blow them out of the water.
Yes, for sure. So am I head out, say, why go anywhere other than Greystone? So
we try to meet you where you're at.
Yeah.
If you haven't been able to tell that through the whole interview today, is we really literally meet you where you are. It's not about, let me get in shape so I can go get with the trainer. I hear that all the time. I'm like, that's not how that works. Right. It's just not. You come to us for us to help you get where you want to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and like we said before too, you get the whole team when you come here. So why leave the gates when you don't just get an individual that's competing against everybody else? You get a whole team that is working to make sure that you succeed at whatever it is that you want to, what your goals are.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you can't say that in most places. So we are the unicorn around here because we do work so well.
Well said. All right. So something fun as we close, since you're all in great shape. What's your one vice when you're going to cheat on eating?
Define cheat.
You're going to have to put some parameters on the cheat.
I'm not really a big believer in cheat meals. It's all a moderation thing for me. So I don't look at it as a cheat meal, because I feel like that's a negative way to look at it. It's just, okay, I'm eating more. I'm taking in more calories that day.
What's your favorite splurge then?
That's a good question. Oh my gosh, I love sweets.
There you go.
I do love sweets. So I like to go somewhere and get like one of those big chocolate chip cookies with three scoops of ice cream. They give you that one little measly scoop, and I'm like,
yeah.
How much for like two extra scoops? Like, can I get two extra?
So in the skillet coming out.
Yeah, the skillet cookies. Oh my god. Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Though.
That's cool. The little softness.
Yeah, God, I hear you have
it. I hear you.
How about you, Jordan?
Probably pizza. It's all right. my number one thing. And it's funny, when I experienced this, I'll order, and they're like, all right, thank you, have a great day. Like, well, it was just my order. My wife liked the order. So, yeah, I really love pizza, so I'm trying to eat as much as I can when I get the two. So
another side note. If we ever go eat somewhere, we get stared at. Let's just
for
say
sure,
that.
Yeah.
The amount of food on that table between he and I, just
it's
he and
ridiculous.
I. Becky knows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all can eat more in a meal than I can eat in 2 days.
We're active. I don't know.
Very active.
I am too, but there is a limit to what I can hold. I don't know. Pizza's probably mine too, but we do homemade pizza at my house, so nice. We pretend like it's healthy.
Right.
But yeah, it's healthier than what you get at Domino's, so yeah. There is that. But yeah, I would say pizza and cheesecake. I got a sweet tooth the size of Texas, but cheesecake.
Oh yeah.
I saw that one coming.
There you go.
I saw that one coming.
I love it. That's so cool. Well, I appreciate you guys today. You did such a great job. We'd love to get to know you more, and the members are going to be excited to hear about this. So watch the doors as soon as this launches. They're all going to come flying in to visit you.
Come on in. We're ready for you.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.